about you.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. On the eve of the Iowa caucuses, blizzard warnings forcing candidates to cancel some in-person campaign events. Former South Carolina Governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley instead holding a telephone town hall where she reminded voters to dress warm for Monday's caucus.
As we go into this next day, I know it's going to be cold tomorrow, but I believe in all of you. I know that y'all have told me you're going to get out there and caucus.
But polls showing Haley in second place and former President Trump with a commanding lead. The Department of Homeland Security says Texas denied federal agents access to a stretch of border while trying to rescue three migrants who drowned. The Texas Military Department saying that one of its units searched the river across from Eagle Pass after they were alerted to the situation. An unofficial U.S. delegation arrived in Taiwan to meet with the newly elected president. China's foreign ministry said the U.S. congratulating the winner violates the One China policy. This is ABC News. The appeal of a death row prisoner scheduled to be the first person to be put to death with nitrogen gas has been rejected by the Alabama Supreme Court.
Kenneth Smith's lawyers argued that since an attempt at lethal injection failed, they couldn't connect a tube to a vein, another try would be unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. A federal appeals court hears the case next. Authorized in three states but not yet used, a mask is placed over the inmate's nose and mouth. Breathable air is replaced with nitrogen, causing death from lack of oxygen. Smith and another man were convicted in a murder for hire of a preacher's wife. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A volcano erupted in northern Iceland today, sending lava flowing toward a town. The eruption followed an intense series of earthquakes. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry leaving the Biden administration. The former Secretary of State is leaving to join the president's reelection campaign. Kerry, who ran for president in 2004, was in